Proclamation number 6282, dated the June 11th, 1955. Transformation of Earth. Eruptions. The core of the Earth will remain unaffected when the creation's disintegration takes place. The Earth as a heavenly body will continue to exist, merely its external form will be so completely reshaped that one will certainly be able to speak of a new Earth, but not of the Earth's disappearance. This change will therefore involve even the deepest parts, because many spiritual substances shall be set free and continue their process of development in new forms. A hugely powerful tremor will release the bound substances, and matter will be dissolved and be solidified again on an extensive scale. Human thoughts cannot find any comparison to the act which will take place, even though the inadequacy of human thinking will be the direct cause of it. Nevertheless, people have no idea of the ramifications of their undertaking, otherwise they would shy away from experiments for which they lack the final knowledge. But regardless of what people do of their own free will, the redemptive plan for the spiritual beings has been adapted to this free will. The consequences will correspond to the divine plan of salvation. It will serve, no matter what happens, to release the substances bound in matter. One period of salvation will come to an end and a new one will start again. All liberated spirits will enter a new external form, because entirely new creations will arise, and the divine order, which will be entirely revoked in the end, will be established again, because the Earth must continue to fulfill its task of being a place of education for the still immature spirits. Consequently, it cannot completely cease to exist until it has accomplished this task. However, in its old form it no longer serves its purpose, precisely because everything has become disorderly since, on account of their will, people do whatever God's adversary demands of them, because they destroy creations or use them for holy God-opposing actions and thereby prevent the indwelling bound spirits from developing, which is the adversary's intention. As he has no influence over divine creations and therefore exerts his influence over people who are enslaved by him. And so God's adversary will also impel people to implement the final work of destruction without realizing that he will exactly achieve the opposite of what he wants to achieve, that the new creations will incorporate everything again which he had influenced, that he will thereby only lose consistently more followers, and that new opportunities will be created again for the spirits to mature fully, so that one day they will be completely free from the adverse power. The conclusion of this period of salvation has been planned from the start, yet the human being has no idea how it will take place, although he would only have to imagine an eruption on a huge scale, which is very possible, since time and again such eruptions occur, which people cannot deny. The rotation of the interior of the Earth is caused by influences unknown to man, but in the end people will cause it themselves without realizing the consequences of their action. God's adversary will impel them to do so, and thus it is his will and the will of people enslaved by him, which was included in the divine plan of salvation. Consequently, even hell and its adherents are of service to the Creator of heaven and earth. The dark world unintentionally takes part in the redemption of the spirits, and, in the final analysis, even the resistance to God contributes towards the fact that the path towards ascent will, time and again, be opened again for the spirits, until the work of redemption will finally be complete one day. Amen.